Good morning. It's 8:55, time now for the West Ottawa District Dialogue, and it's brought to you by the Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco and Daniel Melnick, members SIPC. We're joined this morning by Karen Donker. I apologize. You know, I practice these names, and this one isn't even a difficult name, and I still mess it up. You know what? Why don't you come around? You can take the job and do it for me. But, Karen, what are we talking about this morning at West Ottawa?
We get to talk about Kids Hope USA Next, which Kids Hope USA started in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a program that was designed to give at-risk children at the elementary level a chance to develop a mentoring relationship with a caring adult from a given church. And right away, when the program began at the elementary level, people wanted to know, why don't we continue on at the middle school level?
Absolutely.
But it just wasn't the right time. So then in 2012, Virgil Gulker, who was the founder of Kids Hope USA, he retired. And as a special thank you to him, a new program was developed, and it was called the Virgil Gulker Center for Leadership and Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was a part of that center was developing a new program at the middle school level, which would be Kids Hope USA Next. So Kids Hope USA Next is an opportunity for mentors and students who are working together at the elementary level. Once they move to middle school, they're given the opportunity to continue that relationship at that level.
Now, this is a program currently right now at West Ottawa Schools.
It is. This has actually been the very first year. We were invited to be a part of the pilot program.
Okay.
And
how did that
so
go?
West Ottawa, it has been fantastic.
Really?
It has really been fantastic. We've been able to be Fellowship Reformed Church is in partnership with Macatawa Bay Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 8 mentors and students that are a part of the program this year, and it really has been phenomenal. It's been a great program.
We've seen good feedback nationally with this program. What's it been like locally here at West Ottawa?
Well, there are 50 pilot programs
mm-hmm.
that are a part of the Kids Hope Next just this year, and locally it's been great. It's been responded to very positively. With the parents, the students, and the school personnel.
Sure. If anybody hears about this or parents listening, your children go to West Ottawa Schools, if they want to find out more or talk to you, how can they reach you?
I would say call Mike Fine.
Sure, go ahead,
at the principal.
Sure. Mike Fine, principal, Macatawa Bay, 786-2000, general number. You can visit our website at www.westottawa.com or .net. And we'd be glad to help you. Once when Chris and Karen came to us, we were just excited to have another resource to help students. Middle school is a trying time. It's difficult. It's that transition between being a really early adolescent to young adulthood. And when we have more resources available for the kids, it's always in the best interest of not only the school and the kids, but also the community. So when Chris and Karen came with this opportunity, it was a no-brainer to say, yes, absolutely, let's get involved.
Outstanding. We're joined once again in the West Ottawa District Dialogue by Mike and Karen Donker. So good morning, guys, and I appreciate you being with us this morning.